It's a story you may have heard before. A guy gets in a cab drunk. His driver has dark skin, a beard, and a turban. The passenger calls him racial names and beats the driver so viciously, the driver lands in hospital, and the passenger goes to jail. Now a new development in a case just like that means the attacker could get 10 years in federal prison. KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher reports.
Two cases just like that have made headlines in Seattle since 9/11. One was in 2007. The assailant in that case pleaded guilty to state charges and was sentenced to 9 months of jail time and work release. The second case stems from an attack in 2012. And in the time between those two attacks,
the law changed.
That's Bruce Miyake, a federal prosecutor. The new law is the Shepard Byrd Act. It's named after men who were murdered in separate attacks in 1998. Matthew Shepard was gay. James Byrd was black. Prosecutors said both murders had been motivated by bias. Before the Shepard Byrd Act, Miyake says he would have had to prove that a hate crime had been intended to deprive someone of a federal right, like working or voting. But now,
if a person attacks someone because of their race, national origin, or color, and the person is injured, that's all we have to prove.
Now, under the Shepard Byrd Act, Jamie Larson is charged with beating a cab driver in Federal Way last October. A police report says Larson knocked out Kashmira Hothi's tooth and punched him so hard he vomited. The report says Larson ripped out Hothi's beard and called him an Iraqi raghead. The police report says Hothi is from India and practices Sikhism. His turban and beard are part of his religion. Hardeep Singh Rekhi is a Seattle attorney. He helped publicize a vigil for the man who was attacked in 2007. He says he was sad a second case 5 years later was so similar. Both Rekhi and Miyake said attacks like these rattle everyone who feels threatened by them. And Rekhi says federal prosecution of hate crimes can help.
I think that's what our government is there to do, is kind of make us feel safe. And by stepping in, they're doing that, helping with making us feel comfortable in this country.
Rekhi is part of a movement that's asking the FBI to track hate crimes more closely and to document how many attacks are motivated by hatred of specific groups. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Larson could face up to 10 years in prison. I'm Phyllis Fletcher, KUOW News.